Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Strategies. I'm Nina Atwood, and my goal is to take you on an inspiring journey of self-discovery and relationship recovery. I'm the host of the show, but this is really all about you, and it's for you, the single woman who wants to date smart and find the love of her life. On this show, casual sex is dumb, being choosy is smart, and the prize is a healthy, loving relationship that lasts. So call in, share your dating and relationship stories, ask the questions that keep you awake at night, and get coaching. The number to call in is 347-308-8511. That's 347-308-8511. Now, stay tuned for Love Strategies.
Yes, you're listening to Love Strategies. I'm Nina Atwood, your host. And if you're here for the first time, welcome to the show. If you've been here before, welcome back. On this show, what happens when the guy you're in love with, the guy you think is the one, suddenly backs away? How do you deal with this abrupt ending, this door closing? How do you deal with the lack of communication? How do you deal with the loss of the love and affection that you thought you shared with this person? Well, we're going to talk all about that issue on today's show. That is our focus today. It happens a lot. I can't tell you how many times over the years, as a therapist, as a relationship and dating coach, that I've had women ask me, what is going on? This man that I loved has suddenly abandoned me. And help me, Nina, help me understand why this is happening and what I can do about it. So it happens a lot. And when a guy that you love suddenly backs away, it can leave you in just really an emotional mess. And, you know, you're attached to the guy. You're, of course, deeply bonded. You've been together. Sometimes it's months. Sometimes I've had women tell me that this happens after years. You believe that you have a great relationship. You believe that you have a loving relationship. And then all of a sudden, he is gone. And that kind of sudden, abrupt abandonment can really send you into emotional shock. So first, there's just the shock, the how could this happen? And then after that, there is usually this cycle of trying to reconcile. Sometimes men don't entirely, you know, they back off, but they don't disappear. Sometimes you get the text messages and you get the phone calls, but they're still not in the relationship with you. And sometimes, as a woman, you may be tempted to try to pull him back in your life, try to reason with him. Why are you doing this? You're just scared. We need to talk. But if he resists all of your efforts and does not come back, then of course, the next step is you go into a terrible grief and loss period. And then eventually, if he doesn't come back, then you can get to acceptance. But the whole process is really like a small death, and it just hurts like everything. It hurts. It's just the most excruciating pain. I've been through it myself. I know exactly what it feels like. But here's the question that inevitably comes up. Why did this happen? How did this happen so that I never saw it coming? And that is usually the theme of these situations that I hear over and over from women. How could this happen without me seeing it coming? And, you know, the answer is, of course, it depends, because every situation is a little bit unique. And sometimes, no matter how much you think you are attending to the relationship, no matter how much you believe that you're emotionally awake and that you believe that you know what is really going on in the relationship, still sometimes the person you are with can fool you to some degree. That person can hide an emotional reality or even a secret life that you don't see, that you don't know about. But having said that, I have to say that I also really believe that there are signs, that there are signals There are things that are happening along the way in a relationship that tell you tremendous amounts of information. And I really understand the temptation to ignore those signs, to pass them up, to brush them aside, and to sweep them under the rug, so to speak. It's just too tempting and too easy to ignore that, because sometimes those signposts and signals along the way are telling you about a reality that you don't want to face. And I really know what that is like from personal experience. I was married once to a man who began to create a secret life, and that led to eventually to our divorce. And the main reason was so that he could be with someone else. So was I in shock and awe when he told me that he was leaving? Absolutely. But I also realized deep down later on, after the first huge shockwave of grief had passed, that I had known for a long time that his heart wasn't into our marriage the way mine was. He just didn't have the same level of investment that I did. But it took me a long time to come to terms with that. The signs were there that his heart wasn't into it. When I would try to communicate with him, there was always this stonewalling that would go on. Do you know what stonewalling is? It's basically when the other person just kind of refuses to communicate. And there are a thousand ways to stonewall. You know, you can give someone a blank stare. You can mumble something that doesn't make any sense. You can avoid the conversation. Oh, later. We'll talk about that later. I don't really want to have that conversation right now. There's so many different ways to do it. But I brushed all that aside, and I kept moving forward, and I chose to ignore the reality that I didn't really know my husband on the level that a wife needs to know the man she's with. And later I had to acknowledge that what really got in my way was my attachment to the dream of what that marriage might have been. That was what got in my way, because I was unwilling to challenge that dream and deal with the reality of what was really transpiring between us. That really is what led to the devastation that I felt. So we always collude in some way in the events that occur in relationships. And I decided then, out of that experience and the devastation of it, I decided then, and I developed this code that I still live by, that I would rather be alone than to be in a relationship that is not authentic. I decided that I would never again be attached to a dream, that I would embrace reality and forge a connection with a man based solidly on who he really is and who he is really not, not on who I dream him to be. So today, with 12 and a half years together, I can authentically say that my husband and I have that. We have a real relationship. We know one another. There's no doubt in my mind about who he is and who he is not. And there's no doubt in my mind that I'm not going to wake up one day and discover he has some secret life going, or that he's going to announce one day out of the clear blue sky that he's going to leave our marriage. That's not going to happen. And because I have that confidence about who my husband is and who I am and who we are together, my life has ascended. I mean, really ascended. I've accomplished more and grown more and have a level of happiness and contentment today that was really something I imagined 12 and a half years ago, but didn't really have and had never had before. And so I want to encourage you today, if you're listening to this show, that you can have that too. You can have that level of confidence. You can have that level of contentment and peace of mind and heart. But I will tell you that it will not come easily. If you have a history with men where you live in fantasy and where you find out later what the reality was, that you don't experience it while it's happening, you don't see it while it's happening, then I will say that you're going to have to earn that place of contentment. It's not going to come easily. There's sometimes struggle and heartache to get to that point. But I will tell you, it's really worth it. And so when I'm coaching women, I coach them to confront and deal with as much reality as possible, really to give up that dream state and face relationships head on, and not just from the emotional place, but from the head, heart, and soul. All parts of you need to face what is really transpiring in your relationship. If you really want to ascend, if you want to get to that level of relationship where you know who exactly it is that you are and they are, why you're together, and what you really have together. So the question is, why do men back away? Why do they suddenly and abruptly leave? Well, there are 1,000, I would say, subsets of the answer to that question, but the real answer, the number one reason that men leave, is that he's not that into you to begin with. Guys leave mainly because they're just not that into the relationship. They're not that in love with the woman that they are with. And yeah, I do recognize that there are some men who can never get to that level of commitment. You know, the George Clooney types. George is a self-avowed, lifelong bachelor type. He has no intention of marrying any woman that he's with. Doesn't mean he'll never get married. I think he will get married someday, because somebody is eventually going to put her foot down and say, either we get married or forget it, and he's going to care enough to do it. But I don't think it'll be a good marriage. I don't think it'll be a good, solid grounding for a woman to be there with him. But, you know, having said that, if we're going to talk about celebrities, then I have to say Warren Beatty sure did turn the corner on that one, because he was one of Hollywood's biggest playboys, and now he's been married to Annette Bening for a couple of decades. So sometimes the George Clooney types turn around, but most of the time they are the same. They are who they are. They're just avoiding commitment. They're not really going to get there. But that's not the usual reason that the average guy leaves a relationship. And I think sometimes as women we try to fool ourselves that, oh, he's left me because he's got commitment phobia, if I'm just patient. You know, he's just scared, and he'll come around, and I'll just give him so much love that it'll just be irresistible. I'll be irresistible, and of course he'll want to marry me. But I don't see those things working out very well in the long run. So, yeah, some people never get there, but most of the time a guy leaves because he's not that into the woman that he's with. So how do you get in that situation? How do you end up in a situation where the guy you're with is not that into you? Well, I think, again, it's not being willing to see the reality in front of you. It is your job to see it coming, to try to see it coming, to try to understand the reality of your relationship. And the way you do that is by being in open, honest communication on a regular basis in your relationship. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten emails from women who describe a scenario that, to me, from the outside looking in, looks to me like two people who are just really not talking. You know, they're spending time together and they're having sex together, but they're not really having any kind of meaningful communication about who they are and what they want and where they stand in the relationship. And so a lot of times my advice is, well, it sounds to me like it's time for you to have that you and me talk. It's time for you to sit down and assess where you are in the relationship and where you stand with one another. And this is eye-opening, because people don't do it. They just don't do it regularly enough. So that is the number one thing I can tell you to do in order to not be in a position someday where in which you are in shock and awe because a guy left and you didn't see it coming. And that is to, from the very beginning of the relationship, to establish that we're not just hanging out together. We're not just having sex and hoping it will all turn out. We're intentional. We are conscious. We are awake. We do talk about our relationship. We do understand where we stand. We are aligned. We are not just drifting along here hoping this all turns out. And if you begin a relationship that way, and if you manage a relationship that way every step of the way, then you stand a far greater chance of remaining in alignment and continuing to deepen your love and continuing to have a more and more committed relationship and of not being blindsided. Nothing is a guarantee, you know, because I know some people are going to listen and say, oh, you can't guarantee. No, you're right. Nothing is a guarantee. But I will tell you that your odds of success are so infinitely greater if you are in that kind of regular communication with your partner, makes a huge, huge difference. That's what I want to encourage you to do. All right, well, we're going to come back and continue to discuss this question about what happens when a guy abruptly goes away. I've got people writing in to me with questions, and I want to tackle some of those. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more love strategies.
Hi, I'm Nina Atwood. Does this sound familiar to you? You start a new relationship full of hope that maybe this time he's the one. But weeks, months, or even years later, you realize that although the name and face have changed, the story is the same. He's all wrong for you, and now you have to continue suffering or start all over. Well, you don't have to keep repeating the same old patterns. If you want to raise your relationship game and put yourself on a whole new course for a happy, healthy, lasting love, get Temptations of the Single Girl, the 10 Dating Traps You Must Avoid. This is a self-help book like no other. It's a parable, an easy, fast story you can read in 2 to 3 hours. The fact that it's a story and not just dry, boring data means you'll retain the lessons learned far longer. And the more you retain, the greater the changes you'll be able to make in your life. That's why I wrote it this way, to make it easy for you to get what you need to permanently alter your love life for the better. You can get the book by clicking on the book cover right from the show page, or you can go to singlescoach.com, find the tab for books and tapes, then click on Singles Coach A Store. Temptations of the Single Girl is available through Amazon.com and as a Kindle book. And now back to more love strategies.
Welcome back to Love Strategies. I'm Nina Atwood, your host, and the topic today is, why do men back away and what do you do about it? So I've got a couple of questions coming in. Kim is writing in with this question. Dear Nina, I was set up with a guy by one of my friends. He's 41, I'm 29. He was married for 10 years and has a son from his previous marriage. They had been divorced for a year and a half before we started seeing each other. She, all of a sudden, she was the one who wanted the divorce and wanted it suddenly. Well, he found out that it was because of another man. I have another son as well. We were only together for 3 months when he broke it off all of a sudden, right before the holidays. He basically told me he still isn't 100% over his ex-wife. They have remained friends, but she is very controlling. And when she found out he was moving on, she was making him feel guilty that he was taking time away from his son. She was even giving him the idea that there was another chance for them to work things out. And we've talked a few times since the breakup, which was about 2 weeks ago. He kind of left it up in the air. He said he had strong feelings for me and didn't want to hurt me in the long run. He even told me that there would be a chance in the future for us. Wow. He's one of the best guys I've ever met. A great dad, good job, honest, clean, and was great with my son. I think about him every day. I am hanging on with the hope that he just needs space. Do I move on and let go? Do I stick with it? I don't know what to do. When I need someone to talk to, I wish I could call him. I miss him so much. I'm so confused. Please help. All right, well, Kim, this is not an unusual scenario, first of all. Often when people are divorced, because the other person basically abruptly left them, that leaves them with a mess of confusing emotions, especially guys. So part of him wanted to move on, and no doubt after spending time with you, he really cared for you and he wanted to give your relationship a shot. And as long as he thought his ex-wife was completely out of the picture, then he probably did see himself falling in love with you at some point. But another part of him still loves his ex-wife. And most likely what happened is her relationship with the other guy tanked, and suddenly she was looking at life as a single mom and maybe wondering if she messed up by cheating on and dumping her husband, who sounds like a really good guy. And the answer is yes, she did mess up. Then she finds out he's dating you, and now he's the back walking away. So all of a sudden he looks more appealing to her, especially confronted with the fact that maybe she messed up and she's going to be alone now. So she probably started to give him some messages that she might be interested in reconciling. And so that, of course, since his feelings for her were not entirely dead, then he started to respond to that. And the reason for that is the very reason that you like the guy is the reason that this has happened. He is a good guy. He had an enormous investment with her and with his son. That was his family. And it's really a reflection of who he is and how, the depth of his heart and the depth of his level of commitment that he would want to try and make that relationship work, if at all possible, that he would want to try to keep his family intact. I'd say it's a long shot because my sense is that she has some real character issues. But, you know, you have to give the guy kudos for trying because most people don't, and they really should. There's no question that divorce is very, very hard on children. They just do better with two parents in an intact relationship. And, of course, they really thrive if it's a loving relationship. So good for him for trying. Sad for you that you came into his life when you did, because you basically got involved with a guy who was not ready. And when you're dating and meeting new people, one of the things you have to learn how to do is to discern how emotionally available that person is. And when you're dating someone who's very recently divorced, especially someone with children, small children, it's very hard to do that. It's very complicated for someone in that situation to truly move on and be ready for a new person. And that's why the temptation to rush into relationships and the temptation to get sexual too soon are so devastating for women. Because once you have sex, you bond. And your ability to think and discern what's best for you are compromised. You literally can't think straight once you've had sex with a guy. So, you know, 3 months into that relationship, you should have still just been getting to know him instead of being so attached to him. And so I would say in the future that your job is going to be to take your time to really learn how to pace a new relationship without sex while you discover about him, while you find out how emotionally available he is. And when I say pace new relationships, you know, that is not getting together 3 and 4 nights a week and talking every single day. That's getting together a couple of nights a week for a couple of hours, going to dinner, just talking and visiting, almost in a friendship mode, a friendship with a lot of attraction mode, because obviously if you don't have any attraction, it doesn't matter. But if you have that chemistry, you have to keep your distance while you discover how available he is. And so if he is a newly divorced guy, and this guy was newly divorced, it was, I think you said a year, year and a half, that's still pretty recent. What you should be paying attention to is how much attachment he has to his ex. How often is he talking to her? How much contact do they have beyond making basic parenting decisions and arranging visitation? And you should pay attention to how much drama they have. Drama is very bonding. Even though it's a negative bond, it's still a bond. And it's a sign of a lack of completion with the last relationship. And then, of course, lastly, you want to be able to discern that he is just crazy mad for you. You should be having the feeling that he is just absolutely nuts over you, not a house divided, not halfway nuts over you, but still got feelings for the ex. So those are the things you want to be finding out during this pacing time period. And the shorter the time period since the other person's divorce, the more you should pace that relationship. If it's been years and they've had one or two other relationships in between, then you're probably pretty good to go. But if you're the first person after someone's divorce and they haven't been divorced that long, you're really at risk. And so in that case, it really pays to learn how to pace that new relationship. And of course, those of you who've read my book, Temptations of the Single Girl, understand that process. And if you haven't read that book, then it is really going to benefit you to read it, because I do give you a very specific way to date that teaches you how to pace those relationships. Okay, I want to get to one more question. We don't have much time left. So Ashley is writing in with this question. She says, "Dear Nina, my partner and I have been together for nearly 3 years. He's 24. I am 21. About 7 months ago, he bought his first house and I moved in with him. And of course, we were both really excited to live together, and we lived together about 4 months. But over that time, I went through a depression that was hard for me and made me a bit clingy. I overcame it and felt much better, and my life got back on track, and then he freaked out. He told me he didn't think he felt the same way about me and wanted me to move out or break up. So I moved out, and we stayed together and went back to seeing each other once or twice a week to see if it helped for a month. When the month was over, he told me he'd enjoyed living by himself and liked not having to answer to anyone and was enjoying living alone, basically. So over Christmas, we spent a lot of time together, went away together on a trip, and I stayed at the house a lot. Everything was good. But when I asked if I could move back, he said he isn't ready and that it's not me, it's him. I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm just waiting around for him to let me come home. I don't even know how long it will be. It could be months or years. He doesn't know. I can't afford to rent anywhere by myself, so I'm staying at my mom's, which isn't the best. Please help. Why has he changed? What should I do? Is this a short-term phase that he's going through, or what is it?" All right. Well, Ashley, I can really appreciate the heartache you're going through, but I'm going to have to give you a little bit of tough love here. I think you have issues that are a lot bigger than whether or not you move back in with this guy. I'm hearing some real dependency issues in your life. You're dependent on your mom financially, and it sounds like you were dependent on your boyfriend both financially and emotionally. You're 21, and I'm wondering what you want for your life other than being with this guy. What about your education? What about your career? What about setting yourself up so that you can support yourself financially, regardless of what relationship you're in? I'm okay with a woman deciding after marriage and with the decision to start a family to stay home and not work. So if you and your future husband, whoever that is, doesn't sound like it's going to be this guy, but if you and your future husband decide that's the best path, I think that's great. It's good for kids to have a parent raising them if you can swing it financially. But I also firmly believe that before a woman has children, she should figure out how she's going to support herself and any children she may have in the lifestyle she wants. Why? Because statistically, she has a 50-50 chance of being divorced someday. And if you've got children, that's divorce with children. And single moms who have never figured out how to support themselves do not do well financially, and that takes a huge toll on children, of course. So, Ashley, your focus right now needs to be on you, on your life, and how you are going to get your act together. I want you thinking about going to school. I want you getting into some kind of a degree or specialized training so you can get a better job and know how to support yourself. I want you to develop a better social life so you are not so needy. If you do all these things, I think his respect for you will go up. He'll feel an enormous sense of relief because it's not up to him to take care of your life. And that will lift that burden. I think his desire for you will come back. And if it doesn't, then it wasn't there enough in the first place. But guess what? You will have moved on. You'll be in a better place, and you'll have a better life. All right. Well, that's it for today. I hope that you'll join me again for more love strategies. Stay tuned for just a final message.
Thank you for joining us at Love Strategies. Be sure and visit the premier website for single men and women who want to date smart, singlescoach.com. Sign up for the newsletter and you'll get notifications for this show as well as other free dating tips. If you want a coach to support you in your growth and recovery, go to Singles Coaching on the website and choose personal coaching. That's it for today, and be sure and tune back in for more love strategies so you can date smart and find the love of your life.